You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network. I'm Veronica Rickert. Coming up, we'll find out about a brand new Latin music festival right here in Wisconsin. First, when it comes to end-of-life care, more and more people these days are choosing home hospice care, sometimes opting for comfort over a possible cure. That means in many cases, opioid drugs are being brought into the home to ease the suffering of patients. But amidst the backdrop of a nationwide opioid crisis, there's a new problem emerging. Those drugs are sometimes being stolen, often at the hands of friends, family members, or even caregivers. Our next guest points out that hospices in many states have largely been exempt from crackdowns on opioid prescriptions because dying patients often require high doses of opioids. And because of a lack of oversight, some say it's too easy for these drugs to fall into the wrong hands. Melissa Bailey joins us now. She's a correspondent for Kaiser Health News, where she writes about aging and dying. Melissa, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you.
Well, in your piece, you write that as more people die at home on hospice, some of the powerful addictive drugs that they're prescribed are sometimes ending up in the wrong hands. So when did the medical establishment and hospice centers start to realize that this was becoming a problem?
So there's no real good national data on this problem. No one is tracking it. All the groups I talk to, so they don't have information on how common this is. But just talking to hospice providers, they're saying that just in the last 5 years, there's really started to be a conversation that we need to address the theft of these medications, especially in the home setting, which is just so hard to monitor. And we don't know how common this is, but we do know that enrollment in hospice has been rising rapidly. About half of people who die in America are now in hospice care. And while sometimes you think of hospice as a place you go to die, most of the time hospice staff are actually coming to the home, a private home or assisted living or a nursing home. And we know that deaths from opioid overdoses are at an all-time high.
And in your piece, you tell some stories of how this is occurring in the homes and care of people who are in hospice. Really gut-wrenching stories. Could you tell us a little bit about what you learned about these stories?
Yeah, some of these cases involve hospice staff taking medications out of the home. One of them, a 95-year-old patient, had her painkillers go missing. So investigators actually installed a hidden camera in her kitchen, and they found that a personal care aide was actually stealing her hydrocodone pills, which are opiate painkillers, and replacing them with acetaminophen, which is the active ingredient in Tylenol. And the stories that really struck me most were with family members who were addicted to these opioids, were stealing the drugs from their mother or their loved one. And in one case that was out of Missouri, the woman who was dying, her daughter was stealing her medications, according to the hospice inspection report. And the son was trying to take care of his mother, and he ended up getting into a physical fight with the sister, and he's begging the hospice to take their mother into a nursing home to just escape the situation, which was so anxiety-provoking. And the woman, the patient who was dying, ended up vomiting because she was just so anxious about what was happening in her family.
Yeah, these are really hard stories to hear about. And it seems as though since this problem is new, it's hard for hospice centers to get a handle on it. Do we know about what is needed to stop this from happening?
So the hospice people that I spoke to said, you know, we don't want to stop sending these painkillers into the home. People are really sick. They're in a lot of pain. They're not out shopping for opioids that they don't need. So no one wants to shut off access to painkillers for people who are dying at home, who've chosen hospice instead of dying in a hospital. Hospices that I did talk to said they are already taking some steps. So they limit how many days of medication they send to the home. Usually it's about 2 weeks, but if they suspect there's theft, they might send just a few days medication into the home. They might use drugs like methadone that are harder to misuse because they don't get the high that morphine or other drugs include. And they might have a nurse who's in the home just count the pills every time they visit to try to keep track of this problem.
Is there more specific training that might be needed, or maybe oversight or regulation from that end?
There is not much oversight or regulation. Some of the experts I talk to call for just comprehensive screening of every family that enters hospice. So because this opioid epidemic is really affecting everyone, rich and poor, you can't make assumptions about who might be at risk for stealing medications. So they suggest screening all patients and all families for a history of drug misuse, and then writing up agreements about what the family's responsibility is and what happens if these medications go missing. So Virginia's Hospice Association is the first one that I know of who's really come up with guidelines and is urging its hospices to be more proactive about this issue.
We're talking to Melissa Bailey right now from Kaiser Health News, and she's talking with us about how hospice centers are grappling with the opioid crisis, where medications are being stolen sometimes. And Melissa, one scenario that you write about is a patient who's on hospice. They're prescribed some sort of opioid medication, and then they pass away. They die, but they don't. The medication that they haven't taken is left behind. That seems like a very particular problem about, you know, who disposes of it and how what happens to it after that patient dies. How are hospice centers looking at that problem?
So this is common for anyone who maybe you have surgery and you have a bunch of pills left over in your house. Or, you know, there are many people who have lots of opioids sitting around in the house. And the USDA actually says that after a person dies, the drugs belong to the patient's family. So hospice workers can't step in and say, you know, give me those drugs, I'll destroy them to make sure they aren't resold or used by the wrong person. So unless a state specifically passes a law to allow that. So in the past 3 years, the four states that I know of have passed laws that allow hospice workers to actually go in and destroy the medications. And Wisconsin has introduced a bill in July that would also allow hospice workers to take a more proactive role in destroying medications.
Is there a right way to destroy opioids after a loved one or a family member passes?
Yeah, they used to say flushing down the toilet, but the EPA is saying that that's not environmentally safe. So people suggest mixing them with kitty litter or coffee grounds so they can't be reused. Or if your loved one dies and you inherit their possessions, you have the right to take these drugs to a law enforcement center to a take-back program.
And because of this theft problem, is the burden on the hospice center themselves? Do they face fines or maybe charges because there isn't a strict protocol in place yet?
Some states have been citing hospices for not having written procedures in place to inform families about the risks of substance use and to, you know, here's what you have to do to dispose of medications after someone dies. But I haven't seen a lot of oversight or enforcement on this.
Now, it seems like hospices are in kind of a tough situation. On the one hand, they want to give terminally ill people the medication that they need to be comfortable and to alleviate pain. And on the other hand, bringing too many of these drugs into the home can lead to some of the problems we're talking about. And if you get too aggressive, screening family members for a history of drug use, maybe testing urine, I mean, that's a difficult place to be too. So how are hospices expected to strike a balance here?
Yeah, I think you're exactly hitting the difficulty of this issue. We don't want anyone who's dying in incredible pain with bed sores, with frail, broken bones because they're in their last weeks of life. We don't want them to be denied drugs that they need. But at the same time, it's a risk to the community that if people are taking these and dying of an overdose or bringing harm to themselves. So I think it's a challenge that hospice workers everywhere are confronting, and they're just now in the last few years starting to really talk about how to handle this.
Melissa, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you so much.
Melissa Bailey is a correspondent for Kaiser Health News, where she writes about aging and dying. And she joined us to talk about how hospice centers today are grappling with the opioid crisis and the problem of stolen medication. Coming up, a huge Latin music festival is happening for the first time this weekend near the Wisconsin Dells. We'll find out the story behind it. Stay with us on Central Time.